Another win for civil society. The Pretoria High Court today delivered its ruling on Arthur's case questioning the constitutional validity of the R2 Act. Arthur challenged R2 and the R2 Amendment Act and asked the court in October of 2021 to declare both the main act and the Amendment Act unconstitutional. And guess what? Judge Basson found in favour of us and agreed with Arthur's position. The R2 and R2 Amendment Act is unconstitutional and invalid, as the legislation unlawfully intrudes upon the exclusive executive and legislative competence of the local and provincial governments. Arthur has been vocal for many years about the R2 Act, but we are extremely happy with the court's decision. Arthur really, really believes that measures to improve road safety and reduce fatalities are urgently needed. However, we don't believe that the R2 Act will achieve this, and we are satisfied that the judgment is sending government back to the drawing board. South Africa needs effective processes enabled by fair adjudication that complies with the Constitution. The battle to protect motorists from the ill-conceived act is not over yet. Arthur urges government to listen to the input given by organizations such as Arthur when reviewing these acts. But we can assure the public that we will carefully monitor the process to ensure that any revised R2 acts are constitutional and truly aimed at increasing road safety and saving lives. ALTA will, within the next 15 days, file an application for the confirmation of the unconstitutionality of the R2 and R2 Amendment Act. In the event that the government or the department wants to appeal this, they can then appeal that application for confirmation. Congratulations, civil society.